Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Develop IOSCO is the board president, Gloria Brooks. Gloria, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me today, Kevin.
Glad to have you on. Well, before we talk about a meeting you have coming up, let's talk about, for people who may not know, what is Develop IOSCO all about, Gloria?
Develop IOSCO was created 15 years ago to promote economic development in IOSCO County. And our goal is to facilitate efforts that will focus on our regional assets, our quality of life, and education opportunities. And we feel by doing that, IOSCO County will experience more economic growth, more jobs. We know that's a real issue right now, people wanting to hire and people wanting to be hired, and create thriving opportunities.
All right. Now, relatively new, how long has Develop IOSCO been around?
We were founded 15 years ago, and we are all volunteers. It's a volunteer board right now of about eight of us with pretty diverse experiences, from small business owners to workforce development leaders to our consumers energy is represented, veterans. We want to really have the pulse of the community involved in our leadership, and we have enjoyed coming out of the pandemic and kind of restarting our organization.
Yeah, I can understand that. A lot of people probably doing that. But also recently, you did a marketing blueprint survey. Tell us a little bit about what that was all about.
I will. Well, we know that economic development is occurring throughout the county, and some of our larger communities actually have their own economic development offices. Our goal is to promote the county as a whole. You know, come and live where you like to play and enjoy all the recreation opportunities we have. And that's what led us to our current project. We wanted to survey business owners and community officials and our residents about what they thought was the most important economic development needs throughout IOSCO County. And that project was funded by the Consumers Energy Foundation and the Northeast Michigan Council of Governments, or NEMCOG, as most folks know them. And we were happy with the response. We are announcing the results of that survey at our first quarterly meeting of the year, next week on Tuesday, March 29th. And there's both in-person and virtual attendance options, and folks can go right to our website at develop-iosco.org to register for the meeting, or actually to take the survey. We're going to continue to check the pulse of the community about economic development throughout the year.
Oh, very nice. Now, the meeting is on Tuesday, March 29th. What time, and where does it take place?
So, our meetings are in the morning. We are rotating our locations at different townships throughout the year. So, our first meeting is at Plainfield Township at the Eagle Point Plaza. There in Hale. Doors open at 8:30, and the program is from 9 to 10:30. And again, if folks need to attend virtually, they can sign up and we'll send them the login for a WebEx meeting.
Okay, but otherwise they can attend in person too if they'd like to.
Absolutely. We'd love to have folks come out and meet us in person. And it's going to be a dynamic meeting, not only presenting the results, but we'll do some small group work to get participants feedback immediately about the information they just heard. We'll also have a thank you presentation to our funding sources, and we'll also hear a little bit from Plainfield Township about what they're doing related to economic development, including some updates about the IOSCO Exploration Trail.
Excellent.
So it's going to be a busy meeting.
It sounds like it. Now, if they want more information, is there a website, Facebook presence for Develop IOSCO?
Absolutely. Just go to our website at develop-iosco.org, and all the information about the meeting and the survey is there, and as well, our schedule for all the quarterly meetings this year is also posted online.
Excellent. She is the board president for Develop IOSCO, Gloria Brooks. Gloria, it's been a pleasure, and hopefully we get the chance to talk to you throughout the year 2022 about what Develop IOSCO is doing.
Thanks, Kevin. We'd appreciate it.